course, my daddy had died in 28, so my brothers had, oh, what was that thing that Dean had and I could drive so good? The Whizzits is what we called it.
Well, that's probably what it was.
Well, maybe it was.
That was a brand of car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what the Whizzit was. He says a star.
Oh, I see.
And it was nicknamed the Whizzit. But Ford mostly.
Now,
then we went into Chevys.
Do you remember when did they start getting mechanized machinery on the farms or ranches? Remember anything they would use maybe to replace a wagon?
I don't think they. Well,
of course, no one was far away behind the other countries. Even far behind in Worland over there.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Years difference between Worland and nowhere here.
Yeah, Worland possibly had mechanized beat equipment in 1940, didn't they?
Yeah.
You came over in 34.
Yeah, they were starting to get it in then. 34.
Somewhere there.
32.
I see. So, did you ever have farm trucks or anything like that? Were you ever seeing?
I drove more behind horses when I worked for my dad. And the first tractors that I drove in the field was after Ronald and I were married in 52.
So let me see if I can get you to say this. A short word for automobile is a
car.
Okay, and something else we've been talking about, like a pickup, is a type of
a truck.
Okay, were there any other
a lightweight truck?
Are there any other types of trucks besides that one I just mentioned?
Of course, those that they haul things in, stock trucks are much later,
mm-hmm.
and the trailers. But there used to be trucks because we had to have groceries and such things hauled in here. There was a regular truck or a transit from Worland over to here for years. Well, we still have some truck transit for the groceries and such things.
But most people just had the small ones,
the regular pickup.
And what about guns? Did you have many guns around?
Love guns.
What
still
kind of
do.
Chap?
Well, when I was in college, I took riflery against some in the ROTC just for the fun, and I had a 22 short, which I still have. It's the best thing for getting rabbits and prairie dogs and such as that. I love to go across over there and get the prairie dogs. I have a nice, great big elk head in the basement that I had shot. I'm a pretty good shot. I used a, let's see, I had a 410, and I've had a 30-06, and for my own personal guns. Now I have a 243.
And what do you call that thing you stick in the chamber?
Now that I'm going to remember.
Yeah. It's called, I guess, a bullet or a shell or a.
Oh.
Do you ever use those words?
Yes, but right now it's just leaving me. Because I can pull it out of my 22. Let me come back to it.
Well, how about, was it a cartridge you're thinking?
No, the cartridges are the shells, the casing of the shell. There's the lead in the end of the cartridge, and there's one of those in a clip,
mm-hmm.
is what puts the shells up in there,
so you
automatic.
Had a clip.
So the bolt.
How many did it hold? How many did the clip hold?
Five. In the 22.
Yeah.
I have four in my 243. I got an elk cup 3 years maybe ago, at a fourth of a mile, which we measured with a pickup, right through the heart.
Quite a shot.
Yes, I am a good shot.
Any other animal pens that we haven't mentioned?